The cold, damp conditions and crowded workstations in meatpacking plants make infectious diseases particularly hard to control, but not impossible. In Europe, where labor protections are stronger and most plants are smaller and more automated than in the U.S., the industry has avoided disabling outbreaks. Danish Crown AS, a huge pork producer, has had employees contract COVID-19, but has prevented plant-wide spikes by employing strict hygiene practices, a spokesman says. Goicoa of Spain, the nation with the most coronavirus cases after the U.S., says its plants have operated at full capacity throughout the pandemic. Britain, with the world's fourth most infections and second most deaths, has minimized plant shutdowns through rigid social distancing, says Nick Allen, CEO of the British Meat Processors Association. Police showed up outside plants to lecture workers on keeping their distance, he says. There are exemptions in the U.S. too. Sanderson Farms Incorporated, America's third largest poultry producer, has had about 100 workers test positive for the COVID-19 out of a possible 17,000 employees in its 13 plants across the South. In late March, Sanderson became aware of a coronavirus outbreak in Daugherty County, Georgia, near its 1,400 worker plant in the city of Moultrie. It sent more than 400 workers home with pay to quarantine for 2 weeks, whether or not they were showing symptoms. The plant had to slow its line down, its speed down by 15%, but it averted a spike in infection, a closure, and possibly worse. None of the Daugherty County workers tested positive, and there have been no reports of deaths among Sanderson workers. Mike Cockrell, the company's chief financial officer, says Sanderson expects its chicken production will be 4% less this fiscal year than it estimated before the pandemic. But no one even asks how much it costs to protect workers, he says. We'll add it up when this is all over.